Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doug Loman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Brian Giles. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Danny Darwin. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Chris Pitero. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball towards left. Herndon catches it and throws to Whitaker, who relays to Evans to double up Yount. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pitero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman hits a pop-up towards third. Pitero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Giles misplays the ball. That's an error on Giles. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitero strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pitero fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Lohman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. One out. Doug Lohman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lohman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lohman hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ogilvy moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ogilvy scores. Schroeder moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitero is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitero takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. One out. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 0-for-2 in the game. Loman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy strikes out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Loman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Gantner reaches third base with a triple. Paul Householder pinch hits for Brian Giles. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball towards center field. Lemon fields the ball and throws to home. Parrish drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Parrish. Gantner tags and scores. Householder tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing shortstop. Doug Loman now playing right field. Ben Oglavy now playing left field. Paul Householder now playing center field. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitero is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pitero hits a fly ball into left field. Oglavy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Loman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oglavy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Oglavy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.